Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. All right, now I have Casey Gordon, PSO Casey Gordon, with me. Casey, say hello.
Hi.
All right, give us a background. When did you join the AFP?
I joined the AFP in 2015 and I started working as soon as I graduated at the Prime Minister's Lodge in Canberra, and then I transferred to Geraldton pretty much 9 months from starting, and I've been here ever since. I'm transferring to Perth in October to work for DPU, so I'm pretty excited to start that next adventure there.
Excellent. So, been in Geraldton a couple of years.
Yep.
How have you found it? Have you found the 2 years living in Geraldton?
I love it here. I wouldn't move if it wasn't for family in Perth, but I can't fault living in Geraldton at all. I love the beach. I love the people. Working at this station, away from town and just having set responsibilities here, it's an amazing job to be here. And the people are just amazing too, so you can't go wrong with that.
What's the most appealing thing for you about the town itself, you know, being here for 2 years?
The lack of traffic.
It's definitely not the first person to say that.
It's just easy to get around. You don't have to drive further than 20 minutes to get to anywhere, and everything is located here. There's nothing that isn't there that you don't need. Like, we've got the Woolies, Coles, IGA, we've still got clothing shops, beauty shops, you've still got cafes on every single corner, and there's always parking, and for the most part it's free, which is a huge bonus.
Yeah, the parking in town has improved a lot.
Like, yeah,
with the expansion of the foreshore, it's hard to not find a park now.
Yeah,
I think
yeah for sure.
And just the general living, how have you found the general living in Geraldton, like just your day-to-day and the housing and sort of stuff?
Well, most people that work at this station live reasonably close to each other. So, I mean, if you organise it between one another, you can get carpooling out to the base here. But without a doubt, it's not hard to find a house without beach views for a lower price than in living in Perth and facing a brick wall.
Yeah. So that's the downside of now you going to Perth.
Yeah.
You're going to miss out on that.
Yeah. I mean, I always have a spot here in Geraldton without a doubt. And it wouldn't be hard for me to come back at all, because I'd fight tooth and nail to come back if I needed to, or even if I wanted to. So it's just one of those places that will forever be on the top of my go back to list.
Oh, that's good to hear. So, like, if someone was coming here and hadn't been to Geraldton before, where would you recommend them, you know, where would you recommend them to see as far as, good places that you've been to in and around town or?
I'd have to say, for starters, just go for a walk along the foreshore and along the beach. You've got a bit of a jetty going out near where all the boats and stuff are, and just sunset, sunrise, whenever, any part of the day. And you got coffee shops along there too, and it's just such a friendly environment as well. The Shire of Geraldton always has events going, and it's usually on their Facebook page as well, so you never miss out
accessible.
On anything. Yeah,
yep.
And it's just, as obviously I said, there's lots of parking everywhere, so you're never not going to find a spot. But I just recommend getting out there, as well as like checking out all the cafes, because Geraldton has had some of the best coffee I have ever had.
There you go. That's a good endorsement.
Yeah. And obviously living in Perth, I've been there before, so I've had their coffee, and I've worked at a coffee shop for years, and still I've been to Geraldton. It's some of the best coffee I've had, as well as like pizza at the Prov. And just obviously there's lots of places for social activities and bars and the pubs and the parks and the cafes, and people just don't think that there's a lot here in Geraldton, and it's usually the people that have never been here.
Yeah.
So once you come here and you actually bear down and have a look around and get out there, it's a completely different story.